This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, a podcast from Cardinal Authority. I am senior writer Michael McCammon. Publisher Jody Demlin is on vacation this week, so we're going to take an opportunity with him gone, as we do actually on most Fridays and occasionally on Wednesdays even. Have a special guest. I'm going to welcome in here in just a few moments, University of Louisville basketball commit in the 2022 class, Tay Davis out of Warren, Indianapolis, Warren Central, the 6'7", 198-pound, really versatile player. I mean, he's kind of transforming his game from just being, locked in at the forward spot to where he can, fit a role at multiple spots as well. So looking forward to chatting with him again. Always a good time to catch up with Tay. This weekend, obviously, we're going to get a chance to get to see the men's basketball program in a game-like situation for the first time out the red-white scrimmage Saturday, 1 o'clock tip at the KFC Yum Center. Tickets are still available. I was just on Ticketmaster just a few moments ago. Plenty of great seats available. It's in the lower bowl only. Again, $10. You can go online, Ticketmaster.com, online, or call the U of L ticket office, and they'll take care of you as well. But really looking forward to that game. And with so many new faces on this roster, a whole new look, as Sam Williamson said yesterday when he met with the media, that fans should expect to see a faster pace. And we've heard that consistently from the players and coaches throughout the offseason. So really looking forward to the impact that the new assistant, Ross McMaines, who's got the international experience on his resume, the impact that he has having on this team. Really looking forward to experiencing that in a game-like situation. Did get to see a little bit of it when I had a chance to go see the team practice last week, and very involved, very impressed with how hands-on, how vocal Coach McMaines is for Chris Mack's staff. As you know, it's going to be, like I said, a whole bunch of new faces. So it's going to be a new look team, a rebuilt team, quicker pace, a whole new style. So kind of rediscovering, rebranding the brand, so to speak. Plenty of reasons to get excited for this upcoming basketball season. Looking forward to seeing what this, what the outside game is going to look like for this team with all the new additions from the transfer portal. Malik Williams, knocking on wood every time I say it, excited to see him healthy and have him healthy for an entire year and the impact that he's going to have. So a lot to get excited about, and hopefully we'll see many of you out there. Of course, we'll have reports and live coverage and et cetera, here at Cardinal Authority. Do want to get to turn our attention though to our guest, which again is going to be Tay Davis of Indianapolis Warren Central, University of Louisville 2022 commit. He is a Indiana junior all-star up at Warren Central, where he averaged 13.5 points per game. He signed with Louisville over Butler, Indiana, Purdue, Xavier, interest from a whole slew of others as well. Obviously, his older brother is Dre, as we all know, and that's a prospect who's really kind of in the process of transforming himself as well, which is something that Tay will continue to do once he gets to Louisville. I mean, we've seen physically how Dre has changed. I remember going to his signing event in Indianapolis when he was signing with Louisville a couple years ago now. And, he was a physically built dude for a high school senior. And then I recall seeing him when the red-white scrimmage or whatever the next, whatever the next setting was where he had been after he had been working for months with the U of L staff, and just amazed at the physical transformation that he had made. And, and now as he continues to do that and expand his game, I'm looking forward to seeing one of many things I'm looking forward to seeing in the scrimmage in this upcoming season is the is how it will impact guys such as Dre Davis, Sam Williamson, and guys like that. And so a lot to look forward to. But anyways, getting back to the interview, Tay Davis, again, was an Indiana junior all-star, 13 and a half points up at Indianapolis Warren Central last year. Did pretty well on the AAU circuit as he continues to transform his game. So we're going to talk to him about that. What he likes to do off the court, what he thinks of Dre's progression since he's arrived at Louisville, and plenty else. But before we do bring on Tay, let me remind you about the Cardinal Authority newsletter and text alerts. You could find how to sign up for the text alerts right below the player for the podcast at cardinalauthority.com on the page, if that's how you're accessing it, or you can go to cardinalauthority.com and get it that way. But it's essentially when there are commitments and real breaking news. So we're not going to be flooding your phone with texts and things like that, only when it's breaking news, only when it's something that you want to have on your phone. Essentially, we'll do that for you. And then we have the daily newsletters from Cardinal Authority, which make sure that you don't miss any of the content, whether it's stuff that myself or Jody have produced, or from the network or the national team, etc. So make sure you check out those and give us a like and follow on Facebook as well.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Welcome to Tay Davis here on the Cards Cast, the Cardinal Authority podcast. Tay Davis, a member of the University of Louisville's 2022 Louisville men's basketball commitment class, has committed to the Cardinals on December 5th, 2020. So been committed for a while. Appreciate you taking some time with us, Tay.
Definitely appreciate you.
Hey, I got an opportunity to watch you a couple times during the AAU season. So let's start there. When you go into the AU, obviously it becomes a grind, and there's a purpose, for recruiting to improve your games and others as well. Being committed to Louisville, you weren't so much, interested in catching the coach's eyes. So your focus was pretty much on, hey, let's see what I could do with my game. How would you say your AAU season went as far as improving your overall play?
I think I learned a lot. I think that, I improved on certain things as far as mentally and different aspects of that. But, it was really – this AAU season was really about seeing where I am, compared to everybody else in the nation, really. I think I improved, honestly, on the just basically my knowledge of the game and, how I come about the game, really.
One of the things that, since I first met you, which it was at your brother's signing event when he was signing to play for Louisville, you've kind of been transforming your game a little bit, becoming a little bit more versatile. What kind of things are you doing to, I guess, become more and even more all-around player?
Me and my trainer really been working on, transforming it to, more guard stuff instead of, just the basics, really. So, ball handling, shooting, especially shooting from deep, being able to be versatile that way, getting to the best, doing, everything on the court, basically being an all-around player. So, we just been working on, many different things and getting many different things from different players in the league. So, and then just putting it all together into one.
You're now at Indianapolis Warren Central. I understand you got to play a little point last year at times.
Definitely. Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah. How comfortable are you now, playing that role with the ball in your hand and having that responsibility?
I'm 100% confident. I feel great. To be honest, I've been putting in a lot of work, and I believe in the work that I put in. So, it'll all show in due time. But I'm very confident in, playing point and the ball being in my hands a lot more now.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that Chris Mack has to love about you. I mean, one of the things that he does, he recruits these guys that are versatile. I mean, you see your brother playing multiple spots. And some of the guys Mack has added during the offseason are guys that can play multiple spots. At 6'7 and close to 200 pounds, you're 198, you were telling me before we began the show. You know, you've got the size and the frame, and it sounds like you're gaining that experience, you know, to play multiple spots. Do you have a favorite one on the floor, or what, anything, you know, or is there, do you like the ability to float in between spots?
I love the ability to be able to play different spots, you know, like you said, being versatile, being able to play different positions, you know. I think that's probably my favorite part of the game, you know, just being able to switch spots, never, you know what I mean? So just basically wherever the coach need me to be, I feel like I can be. So, you know, I don't really have a favorite position, just, you know, playing, really.
There you go. How is the relationship with Mack and the new staff down there? What's that bond like with you all?
We got a great relationship. I love the staff. Like, you know, that's one thing I love about Louisville is I love the staff. Like, we got a great relationship. You know, I can't wait to get out there. I'm looking forward to it.
What'd you think of the whole recruiting process?
I loved it. I enjoyed it. It was new, but it wasn't new because, you know, I had Drake coming up, being able to see his recruitment process. But it was fun, though, to have it for me, you know, especially being a kid, you know, dreaming about going to college and playing basketball in college and going, you know, pro and stuff like that. It was just fun to have, you know, coaches interested in me and spending their time on me, you know, to be able to go to the next level. So it was fun.
Again, we're chatting with Tay Davis, University of Louisville basketball commit, member of the 22 class. Looking forward to seeing you in Louisville. You'll have an opportunity to play with your brother, Dre, which he's beginning his second year with the Cardinals. As a younger brother, as a fan, what have you thought about his progression, you know, since he's arrived at Louisville and what you see from him now?
You know, Dre was like my role model. I've always been a fan. So, you know, he's improved a lot, especially with his body. Like, his body, like, transformed like crazy. Like, when you look at him in high school and you look at him now, it's like, it's crazy. You know, his game got a lot better. He always had that competitive nature and competitive edge. You know, I just see him, you know, gradually getting better every year. And, you know, he's been improving.
Yeah.
So, definitely.
And yeah, they're going to have their red white scrimmage on Saturday afternoon. They're tipping at 1 o'clock at the KFC Yump Center. Are you coming down to watch brother and your future teammates?
Definitely. I'll be down there.
Cool. What do you want to say? I mean, you've heard probably, I imagine, in your discussions with Dre, and, you know, if you're following the offseason, there's been a lot of talk how they're going to play a little more up tempo. What are your thoughts on that? And what do you hope to see from the team when they are playing in kind of a game like type of setting?
I love it. I love up-tempo. It kind of give me the, you know, AAU type of game, you know, up-tempo like that. So it's different, and it's like European kind of, and I like that type of play style. So I can't wait to see how all works out in the scrimmage Saturday.
Awesome. You know, we had talked before. One of the cool moments you have during your recruiting process was attending Louisville Live recently, the event out at Churchill Downs. What was that experience like? I mean, from my vantage point, it's pretty dang cool. What was it like to be a recruit in that kind of a setting?
Man, it was fun. Like, it was live. It was lit. I had a lot of fun out there on Louisville Live. It was definitely a different type of experience. You know, I got to go to Louisville Live. I think it was going into my sophomore year. And then, of course, you know, Louisville Live was down last year because of COVID, but it was definitely live. Like, I loved it, and I think the fans loved it as well. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, one of the guys that was there, one of the other recruits that was there, has since committed, Caleb Glenn, a 23 kid from Louisville Male. So it seems to have an impact, you know, when it comes to recruiting. So
definitely thought,
you know, when you're off the court, when you're not working out, when you're not playing ball, when you're just chilling, what does Tay do? What interests you? What are your hobbies?
I'm kind of, I wouldn't say I'm an introvert because, you know, I'm a fun person, but a lot of times I'd be tired because I work out so much and do so much that I usually just chill, you know, watch movies or something.
Yeah.
And just chill at home. But if not, then I'll probably hang with my friends from time to time and, you know, do some stuff like that. But for most of the time, I'm just chilling, really.
Nice. One of the big changes for college sports, as we all know, has been the name, image, likeness thing, the NIL. Have you thought much about that and you know, what, how that's going to impact you and what you would like to do with it as you get to college?
Definitely. It's been like a couple people reaching out just for like the future, you know, type thing. They want to do some stuff in the future. But so I've been definitely been thinking about it. It's something that I think it's probably on everybody's mind right now because it's so new. But I've been thinking about it definitely. I've been talking to, you know, like my parents about it and stuff like that, just getting ideas and things like that. But haven't got too serious with it yet. Just whatever comes to me. And, you know, that's really it.
Well, hey, man, best of luck with that. And appreciate you taking some time with us in the Cards Cast. You guys travel safe when you come down for the red-white scrimmage. Maybe we'll bump into each other there and I'll say hey to you and your family. Great family you guys have there. And we'll chat afterwards, I'm sure. But, Tay, appreciate you jumping in the Cards Cast with us.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
Again, I appreciate Tay Davis taking some moment out of his schedule to visit with us here on the Cards Cast. Best of luck to him on his upcoming schedule and really looking forward to seeing when he and his older brother Dre are both playing at the KFCM Center, both with Louisville on their chest. Obviously, that's going to be an exciting moment for the two of them. But that's down the road. But again, appreciate Tay for taking some time today with us here in the Cards Cast. And as always, you can find the Cards Cast on Spotify, on Apple, and most of the your popular podcast outlets. Give us a like and a follow on there, and you'll get alerts the moment these get published, if you so desire. Hope to see you at the Capes Yum Center on Saturday. Again, tip 1 o'clock, tickets $10 for the annual red-white scrimmage. Certain to be plenty of coverage at Cardinal Authority, and we'll discuss it on the insider forums as well at Cardinal Authority. So keep clicking around for your pregame, your postgame, and recruiting news and everything else at cardinalauthority.com. I am Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, and this has been the Cards Cast.